a beautiful scripture that talks about having the mind of Christ. And I believe that the foot washing ceremony deeply pictures this, the mind of Christ. And look, as we read this, what it says, and see if you don't see the imagery here. Philippians 2, verse 3 through 8, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, Paul says, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And then he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, he didn't think it robbery to be equal with God. And he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And then being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the stake, or cross. It was Christ's example for us, and he left us a command to wash one another's feet. This we do in remembrance of him, and we do it once a year. And what we do once a year, we do to remind us of how we are to live and think and behave all through the year. It is the mind of God. It is the way of God, the way we'll live for all eternity together as servants, serving one another in love.